Well, 2 Timothy chapter 3, there's a warning about how things are going to be in the last days and how people will be. But I think that this description from verses 1 to 5 is talking about people within the church. They will be lovers of self, verse 2. And all these people are summed up in verse 5 as having a form of godliness, but denying the power of it. So lovers of money, boastful, etc., argumentative. This is talking about the church in the last days. Verse 3, slanderers. Well, there was a problem of slander within the church at Ephesus, as we know from 1 Timothy chapter 3. Without self-control, fierce, despising those that are good, just as Timothy was despised by some within the church, and Paul says, don't let anyone despise you. Verse 4, traitors, headstrong. Traitors is very much the language of Judas, who again was within the community, puffed up. Again, it's the word used in 1 Timothy 3 and 1 Timothy 6 about proud people within the church at Ephesus. Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. So they do claim to love God, but they love pleasure more than that. These people are all within the church. This is how things spiritually are going to be in the church of the last days. Verse 5, having a form of reverence towards God, or a form of godliness, but denying its power. Well, this form of godliness could refer to the doctrines of the gospel, because he talks in 2 Timothy 1 about that form of sound words, as if it was some kind of corpus of material, of gospel material. So they have this. If you like, they have a statement of faith, and they uphold, in intellectual, theoretical, theological terms, the things within it, but they deny the power of it. Now, this is where it gets very searching. You can believe a set of theology, and it may be correct. You can uphold a statement of faith, but deny the power of it and behave in all the nasty ways that we've just read in these first four verses. Well, this word power translates dunamis, and this is a fairly major theme throughout the New Testament, that there is to be a dynamism within us which is from the Spirit. Be strong, 2 Timothy 2, verse 1. Be dynamic. Allow the dunamis. Be strong in the grace, in the gift that is in Christ. The gift of the Spirit that comes from being in Christ, let it strengthen you. Let it empower you, if you like. Paul could say that in chapter 4, 17, how the Lord Jesus stood with him at his final trial and strengthened him. Always a reference to psychological strengthening. Abraham's faith was strengthened. Dynamis, again, it's within that family of words. We are strengthened, empowered, dynamis again, unto endurance, patience and joy, Colossians 1:11. Well, these are all internal things. These are attitudes. And this is exactly what the gift of the Holy Spirit is all about, empowering you to be like Jesus, to have the Spirit of Jesus. And as I say, the context is of how in the last days, believers will not have these spiritual characteristics and may hold to a form of godliness, a form of sound words, a correct set of propositions about the gospel, and yet deny the power of it by unspiritual attitudes and behaviour. So we go on, Romans 15:13. God fills us with all joy and peace that you may abound in hope through the power, through the dunamis of the Holy Spirit. Now, to have a form of godliness but deny the dunamis, to deny the power, is really refusing to allow the Holy Spirit to work in you. And I see a terribly uncanny similarity with the way in my own community there was a statement of faith, and yet people wanted to tag on to that statement of faith the statement that basically the Holy Spirit's not active and not working, and you cannot receive the Holy Spirit today, etc. Well, it's pretty similar. Again, dunamis. Ephesians 3:16, we are strengthened with might. We are given dynamism, if you like. We are empowered, strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. He's not talking about miracles, speaking in tongues, or this kind of stuff. That is over and done in this age. But God's spirit is still strengthening us in the inner man. And these people in 2 Timothy 3, 1-4, who were selfish lovers of pleasure and all that, these people had not been strengthened in the inner man. They were lacking inner characteristics. And you have a similar word in Ephesians 3:16. We are strengthened with might, dunamis, by his spirit in the inner man. All the way through, Paul talks about the operation of his power, his dunamis, in Ephesians 3:7, Ephesians 1:19. All the time, and he tells Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:7, we have not been given a spirit or a dunamis of fear, but of love and of a sound mind. Now, all these behaviours in 2 Timothy 3, lovers of pleasure, boasting, without self-control, fierce, implacable, slander, all this kind of stuff, this is all a reflection of a lack of the spirit. And this is the whole challenge to us, to not be content with mere religion, with simply holding a form of godliness, a form of sound words. If that's all it is, well, it's not going to help you, because you will not find the strength to behave other than in the set of ways that are listed here about loving yourself, being proud, argumentative, ungrateful, all this kind of stuff. He seems to be saying that the church of the last days is going to be characterized by this, but we are to be different. To hold that form of words, of sound words, that form of godliness, sure, but do not deny the power of God to work in you to make you spiritually minded. Be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Now, of course, this means sacrificing all attempts at self-justification, etc., and allowing him to work in you.